Through this section, I've attempted to share with you the implications of some of the lost text, the information that's part of our history, and how, by not understanding perhaps how things have happened in the past, it may change or taint or bias in some respects the way we look at our lives today. If you're listening to this program and you're interested, for example, in the life of Jesus, Jesus and his life as a young man forms the basis of one of the three largest religions in the world. On the one hand, and on the other hand, through the traditions that have been handed to us, we know so very little about his childhood. So if you're interested in information about the birth and the young life of Jesus, how differently would you live your life knowing that the questioning and the experiments, the trial and error, the doubt that you feel in your life and your capabilities and the way you interface with the people around you, your judgments may in fact not be so very different from the life of even the young Jesus as he was growing into the wisdom and the power of what it meant to be with the abilities that he was given in this world and in his struggle to come to terms with them. So if this kind of information is of interest to you, we've barely scratched the surface in this brief section. I really encourage you, I invite you to explore on your own. There are entire compilations that are available now of lost books of the Bible. One of those is actually entitled Lost Books of the Bible, The Forgotten Book of Eden. And this is the book that describes the gospel of the birth of Mary, the infancy of Jesus, book one, the infancy of Jesus, book two, the letters of Herod and Pilate that I shared with you just a few moments ago, all the visions of the prophets, the Apostles' Creed. So this is a book that I highly recommend if you're interested in finding more of this kind of information. So if this kind of information, if it excites you the way that it does me, and if it stimulates within you a longing to know more of our past so that we may be wiser of our present, I really encourage you to search on your own with your family. Read through these texts, remembering that what we know now isn't wrong, it's simply incomplete. And together, perhaps we can fill in the missing pieces of our lost history.